The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 12, text number 23, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 16th, 2011, in Santiago, Chile.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 12, text number 23.
Entonces, hoy día estamos leyendo el Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 1, capítulo 12, texto 23.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Pitamaha.
Pitamaha.
Samaha.
Samye.
Prasade.
Girisha.
Upama.
Upama.
Ashraya.
Ashraya.
Sarva. Bhutanam, yatha, deva, rama ashrayaha, pitamaha samasamye, prasande girishopamai, prasada girishopamai, Ashraya Sarva Bhutanam
Ashraya Sarva Bhutanam
Yata Devo Ramashraya Pitamaha Samasamye
Pitamaha Samasamye
Prasade Girishopama
Prasade Girishopama
Ashraya Sarva Bhutanam Yata Devo Ramashraya. Pitamaha.
Pitamaha.
The grandfather.
The grandfather.
Or Brahma.
Or Brahma.
Samaha.
Samaha.
Equally good.
Equally good.
Igualmente bueno.
Igualmente bueno.
Samye. In the matter.
Con respecto a.
Con respecto a.
Prasade.
Prasade.
In charity.
In charity.
Or in munificence.
Or in munificence.
Girisha.
Girisha.
Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva.
Upama.
Upama.
Comparison of equilibrium.
Comparison of equilibrium.
Ashraya.
Ashraya.
Resort.
Resort.
Now you can do the Spanish, I have to do English.
Refugio.
Refugio.
Sarve.
Sarve.
All.
All.
Todos.
Bhutanam.
Bhutanam.
Of the living beings.
Of the living beings.
De los seres vivientes.
De los seres vivientes.
Yata.
As.
As.
Como.
Deva.
Deva.
The Supreme Lord.
The Supreme Lord.
El Señor Supremo.
El Señor Supremo.
Rama Ashraya.
Rama Ashraya.
The Personality of Godhead.
The Personality of Godhead.
La Personalidad de Dios.
La Personalidad de Dios.
Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada. This child will be like his father, Yudhishthira, like his grandfather, Yudhishthira, or Brahma, in equanimity of mind. He will be munificent like the Lord of the Kailas Hill, Shiva. And he will be the resort of everyone, like the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan, who is even the shelter of the Goddess of Fortune. Purport. Mental equanimity refers both to Maharaj Yudhishthira and to Brahma, the grandfather of all living beings. According to Sridhar Swami, The grandfather referred to is Brahma, but according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the grandfather is Maharaj Yudhisthira himself. In both cases, the comparison is equally good because both of them are recognized representatives of the Supreme Lord, and thus both of them have to maintain mental equanimity, being engaged in welfare work for the living being. Any responsible executive agent at the top of administration has to tolerate different types of onslaughts from the very persons for whom he works. Brahmaji was criticized even by the gopis, the highest perfectional devotees of the Lord. The gopis were dissatisfied with the work of Brahmaji because Lord Brahma, as creator of this particular universe, created eyelids which obstructed their seeing Lord Krishna. They could not tolerate a moment's blinking of the eyes, for it kept them from seeing their beloved Lord Krishna. So what to speak of others who are naturally very critical of every action of a responsible man? Similarly, Maharaj Yudhisthira had to cross over many difficult situations created by his enemies, and he proved to be the most perfect maintainer of mental equanimity in all critical circumstances. Therefore, the example of both grandfathers for maintaining equanimity of mind is quite fitting. Lord Shiva is a celebrated demigod who awards gifts to beggars. His name is therefore Ashutosh, or one who is pleased very easily. He is also called the Bhutanath, or the Lord of the common folk, who are mainly attached to him because of his munificent gifts, even without consideration of the after effects. Ravana was very attached to Lord Shiva, and by easily pleasing him, Ravana became so powerful that he wanted to challenge the authority of Lord Ram. Of course, Ravana was never helped by Lord Shiva when he fought with Ram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Lord of Lord Shiva. To Vrikasura, Lord Shiva awarded a benediction, which was not only awkward but also disturbing. Vrikasura became empowered by the grace of Lord Shiva to vanish anyone's head simply by touching it. Although this was awarded by Lord Shiva, the cunning fellow wanted to make an experiment of the power by touching the head of Lord Shiva. And thus the Lord had to take shelter of Vishnu to save himself from the trouble, and Lord Vishnu, by his illusory potency, asked Vrikasura to make an experiment with his own head. The fellow did it, and was punished and finished himself, and so the world was saved from all sorts of trouble by such a cunning beggar of the demigods. The excellent point is that Lord Shiva never denies anyone any sort of gift. He is therefore the most generous, although sometimes some kind of mistake is made. Rama means the goddess of fortune, and her shelter is Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu is the maintainer of all living beings. There are innumerable living beings, not only on the surface of this planet, but also in all other hundreds of thousands of planets. All of them are provided with all necessities of life for the progressive march toward the end of self-realization. But on the path of sense gratification, they are put into difficulty by the agency of Maya, the illusory energy, and so travel the path of a false plan of economic development. Such economic development is never successful because it is illusory. These men are always after the mercy of the illusory goddess of fortune, but they do not know that the goddess of fortune can live only under the protection of Vishnu. Without Vishnu, the goddess of fortune is an illusion. We should therefore seek the protection of Vishnu instead of directly seeking the protection of the goddess of fortune. Only Vishnu and the devotees of Vishnu can give protection to all, and because Maharaj Parikshit was himself protected by Vishnu, it was quite possible for him to give complete protection to all who wanted to live under his rule. So, just see what are these wonderful qualities.
Entonces, tan solo vean estas grandes cualidades.
Parikshit Maharaj
Maharaj Pariksit.
Equanimity of mind.
Equanimidad en la mente.
Munificence.
Munificencia.
And the resort, our refugio, the shelter of everyone.
Y el refugio de todos.
Where is there such leaders nowadays?
¿Dónde están tales líderes hoy?
Nowadays the leaders have no equanimity of mind.
Los líderes de hoy no tienen ninguna equanimidad de mente.
They are not at all munificent.
No son munificiosos.
And they don't give shelter to anyone.
Y no dan refugio a nadie.
Actually, instead of giving shelter, they exploit them.
En realidad, en vez de darles refugio, lo explotan.
The modern day of leaders are compared to man-eating rakshasas.
Los líderes de hoy en día son comparados como unos líderes rakshasas.
They bleed the citizens.
Ellos los explotan.
So the world is crying now for lack of such leadership.
Entonces el mundo está llorando hoy día por la falta de esos líderes.
Where are such leaders?
¿Dónde están esos líderes?
There must be such leaders.
Debe haber ese tipo de líderes.
Unless there are proper leaders, people cannot be happy.
Sin líderes apropiados, la gente no puede ser feliz.
So how will we get such leaders?
Entonces, ¿cómo obtenemos tales líderes?
How is that process of getting proper leaders?
¿Cómo es el proceso de obtener a líderes apropiados?
The Vedic system is based on the Brahman class.
El sistema védico está basado en la clase brahmínica.
The Brahmins, they train up the kshatriyas.
Los brahmanas entrenan a los kshatriyas.
Especially the kshatriyas, vaishyas.
Especialmente a los kshatriyas y a los vaishyas.
Shudras also.
A los shudras también.
If there is a class of brahmins, then the whole society can be very nicely situated.
Entonces, si hay una clase de brahmanas, toda la sociedad se puede situar apropiadamente.
So this is Prabhupada's purpose.
Entonces, ese es el propósito de Prabhupada.
He wanted to create a class of brahmins.
Él quería formar esta clase de brahmanas.
So, as Prabhupada's followers, that is our duty.
Entonces, como seguidores de Prabhupada, ese es nuestro deber.
We have to develop all brahminical qualities.
Tenemos que desarrollar todas las cualidades brahmínicas.
They are described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18.
Ellas son descritas en el Bhagavad Gita, el capítulo 18.
Text number 42.
Texto 42.
Shamadamastapaushocham chantirarjamamevika jnanam vijnanamastikyam brahmakarma svabhavajam. Peacefulness.
Pacificidad.
Self-control.
Autocontrol.
Austerity.
Austeridad.
Cleanliness.
Limpieza.
Tolerance.
Tolerancia.
Honesty.
Honestidad.
Knowledge.
Conocimiento.
Wisdom.
Sabiduría.
And religiousness.
Y religiosidad.
These are the qualities of which the Brahmins work.
Estas son las cualidades bajo los Brahmanas actúan.
The Brahman is not by birth.
El Brahmana no es por nacimiento.
In this age, everyone is born as Shudra.
Un sabio puede incluso nacer como Shudra.
But by taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master,
y por tomar refugio de un maestro espiritual fidedigno,
one can become elevated to becoming Brahmana.
Uno se puede volver elevarse hasta llegar a ser un Brahmana.
Brahmana means he's liberal. He's munificent.
Brahmana significa que es liberal, es munificente.
He's a giving person. He likes to give to others. That's Brahman.
Una persona que entrega, que le gusta entregar a los demás.
The opposite of a Brahman is Kripana.
Lo opuesto al Brahman es un Kripana.
He simply wants to take.
Él simplemente quiere obtener.
He doesn't like to give.
A él no le gusta dar.
That Kripana is a very miserable person.
Y ese Kripana es una persona muy miserable.
The more we can give, the more we become happy.
Porque a medida que mientras más una persona entregue, más se vuelve feliz.
Giving anything less than giving Krishna is always incomplete.
Entonces, dar cualquier cosa sin entregar a Krishna está siempre incompleto.
So if we can learn how to give Krishna to others,
entonces tenemos que aprender a cómo dar a Krishna a otros.
Then we will have complete satisfaction.
Luego nosotros obtendremos completa satisfacción.
Because when you give Krishna,
porque cuando tú das Krishna,
when someone gets Krishna, they get everything.
Cuando alguien da a Krishna, él está dando todo.
When you have Krishna, you're lacking in nothing.
Y cuando tú no das Krishna, tú no estás dando
this
nada.
Is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 22.
Eso se confirma en el Bhagavad Gita, en el capítulo 9, verso 22.
Ananyaschintayanto mam, yejanarpayapasate, teishanichapayuktanam, yogachayamam, vahamyaham. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion.
Dice, para aquellos que me adoran con una... con devoción exclusiva.
Meditating on my transcendental form.
Meditando en mi forma trascendental.
I preserve what they have.
Yo les preservo lo que ellos tienen.
And I carry what they lack.
Y les llevo lo que les falta.
Srila Prabhupada elaborates on that verse.
Entonces Prabhupada elabora más en este verso.
He says this means that whatever you need, Krishna personally supplies it to you.
Eso significa que cualquier cosa que tú necesites, Krishna personalmente te lo entrega.
Prabhupada said he delivers it to your front door.
Prabhupada en realidad dice te lo reparte a tu puerta de casa.
So one cannot be lacking in anything.
Entonces de esa manera uno no puede estar falto de nada.
If you become completely surrendered to Krishna, then Krishna gives everything you need.
Si tú te vuelves completamente rendido a Krishna, entonces Krishna te da todo lo que necesitas.
And Krishna is not a pobre hombre. He cannot afford to give you something.
Entonces no es que Krishna sea un hombre pobre que no te pueda dar lo que tú necesitas.
He can give you unlimited facilities.
Él te puede dar ilimitadas facilidades.
Whatever you need for serving him, he can provide.
Cualquier cosa que tú necesitas para servir, él te la puede dar.
If you become qualified, he can give you the whole world to engage in his service.
Que si tú te vuelves cualificado, él te puede entregar incluso todo el mundo para servirlo.
But the difficulty is we're not very qualified.
Pero la dificultad es que nosotros no somos muy cualificados.
We're more interested in eating and sleeping.
Que mayormente estamos ocupados en dormir y comer.
Mating and defending.
Y en asociarnos y en defendernos.
Therefore, we don't get so much facility.
Por lo tanto, nosotros no tenemos muchas facilidades.
But if we can become pure devotees,
pero si nos podemos volver de otros puros,
free of all the bad qualities,
libre de todas las malas cualidades,
lust,
lujuria,
anger,
ira,
greed,
avaricia,
and madness,
locura,
illusion,
ilusión,
and envy,
y envidia,
then Krishna can give us so much facilities.
Entonces Krishna te puede dar tantas facilidades.
And in that way, we can do the highest welfare work.
Y de esta manera nosotros podemos hacer el mayor de los trabajos así.
So we should always think how to purify ourselves more and more and more.
Entonces nosotros siempre debemos pensar cómo podemos purificarnos más y más y más.
Simply to be a well-respected devotee in the temple is not enough.
Simplemente volverse un bien respetado devoto en el templo no es suficiente.
If you want to be qualified to go back to home, back to Godhead,
si tú quieres volverte cualificado para volver a Dios, de vuelta a casa,
you must be completely pure.
Tú debes ser completamente puro.
If you have even the slightest pinch of material desire within your heart,
que incluso si tienes el más pequeño deseo material en tu corazón,
Krishna will fulfill your material desire.
Krishna cumplirá ese deseo material.
By giving you another birth in this material world.
Mediante dándote un cuerpo, un nuevo cuerpo en este mundo material.
So if you are serious to get out of the cycle of birth and death.
Entonces si tú eres serio de para salir de este ciclo de nacimiento y muerte.
In this lifetime.
En esta vida.
Therefore you must constantly endeavor for pure devotional service.
Por lo tanto, tú te debes esforzar constantemente por el servicio devocional.
Because only by pure devotional service is one qualified to go back to home, back to God.
Porque solamente a través del servicio devocional que uno se puede volver cualificado para volver a Dios de vuelta a casa.
But it's not difficult.
No es difícil.
To become a pure devotee.
Volverse un devoto puro.
Simply, you have to have a sincere desire. That's all.
Simplemente tienes que tener un deseo sincero. Eso es todo.
That I want to become a pure devotee.
De que quiero volverme un devoto puro.
This is what Prabhupada wants. This is what my spiritual master wants. I must become pure devotee.
Eso es lo que mi maestro espiritual quiere. Debo volverme un devoto puro.
Do you think Krishna will not facilitate you?
¿Tú crees que Krishna no te va a facilitar?
He's been waiting for millions of lifetimes for you to come out of your repetition of birth and death and come back to us above.
Él estaba esperando por millones y miles de vidas para que tú puedas volver con él.
By becoming awakened in pure devotional service.
Y que tú te vuelvas despierto en el servicio devocional.
So if he sees that now this my dear devotee is trying to become a pure devotee.
Entonces él ve, oh, aquí mis queridos devotos están tratando de volverse devotos puros.
Let me give all help, all mercy, all benediction to help this devotee.
Déjame dar toda benedicción, toda la misericordia para que se puedan volver devotos puros.
So striving for pure bhakti is very, very important.
Entonces estar así hambrientos por el servicio devocional es muy, muy importante.
It's so nice thing. It attracts the mercy of Krishna.
Es tan bonito esto de atraer la misericordia de Krishna.
And the more you get that mercy of Krishna,
y mientras más recibes la misericordia de Krishna,
the more you become happy.
Más tú te vuelves feliz.
Actually, all we really have to do is take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Nothing else is required.
En realidad, lo único necesario es tomar refugio en los pies del loto de Krishna.
If you try to achieve liberation by your own endeavor,
si tú tratas de obtener liberación por tu propio esfuerzo,
you will find that you are a failure.
Tú encontrarás que es una falla, fracaso.
If I take you down and throw you in the Pacific Ocean, I tell you now you swim to New Zealand. Will be able to make it?
Que si yo ahora te tomo y te suelto en el medio del océano y del Pacífico y te digo si puedes llegar a Nueva Zelanda.
Even if you are a powerful Olympic gold medal swimmer.
Incluso si eres un campeón olímpico, medalla de oro en natación.
Can you swim from Chile to New Zealand?
¿Podrían nadar desde Chile a Nueva Zelanda?
No, the ocean's too wide.
No, el océano es muy, muy ancho.
You'll never be able to make it.
Tú nunca podrás hacerlo.
Even if you're a great, powerful swimmer,
incluso si eres un gran, poderoso nadador,
you can never get to New Zealand by your own power.
Nunca podrás llegar a Nueva Zelanda por tu propio poder.
So this ocean, material existence, it is much wider than the Pacific Ocean.
Entonces este océano de la existencia material es mucho, mucho más ancho que la existencia.
Therefore, by your own endeavor, you can never cross this ocean.
Por lo tanto, por tu propio esfuerzo, tú nunca puedes cruzar este océano.
So how will you cross it?
Entonces, ¿cómo lo cruzamos?
It's so vast. How will you ever cross it?
Tan vasto.
This is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Esto está escrito en el Srimad Bhagavatam.
Samashrutaye palapallava plavam Mahatpadam panyajasho murare Bhavam buddhir vatsa param param padam 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 yandipadam natesham. Such nice poetry.
Tan bonita poesía.
Srila Vyasadev.
Srila Vyasadev.
What nice poetry. Padam padam yandipadam natesham. Such nice rhythm.
Es tan hermoso con sabiduría.
So what is the meaning?
Entonces, ¿cuál es el?
For one who takes shelter of the boat,
por alguien que toma refugio de,
of the lotus feet,
de los,
del of Señor, Lord Sri Krishna,
de los pies del loto del Señor Krishna,
this vast, insurmountable ocean of material existence,
este océano vasto de la existencia material,
becomes reduced down, zip, to the amount of water within the hoofprint of a calf.
Se reduce inmediatamente a la huella, al agua que queda contenida en la huella de un ternero.
If I tell you to attain Krishna's abode, all you have to do is cross over this much water. Will you find that difficult?
Si yo te digo que tú tienes para alcanzar a Krishna, tienes
only
que cruzar,
that much water.
Tú tienes que cruzar solamente por ese pequeño pozo de agua. ¿Tú encuentras difícil eso?
Es difícil.
¿Es difícil?
No. Es muy fácil. That much water only.
Tan solo este poco de agua.
Vatsaparam. So if you take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, you will have no difficulty.
Si tú tomas refugio de los pies del loto de Krishna, no tendrás dificultad.
All material difficulties will be reduced almost to nil.
Todas las dificultades materiales serán reducidas casi a nada.
Anyone can, even a crippled man, can easily cross over a Vatsaparam.
Todos pueden cruzar este pequeño.
And then what does the verse say?
¿Y luego qué es lo que dice el verso?
Their destination is the Parampadam, the Vaikuntha world, the Lok.
Su destino es la suprema destinación, Parampadam.
Not that place, Padam Padam Yadva Padam Nate Sham. Not that place where there is danger at every step.
No es el lugar donde hay peligros a cada paso.
So do you want to become free from all difficulties?
¿Entonces ustedes se quieren volver libres de todas las dificultades?
No problemas.
Sin problemas.
Then all you have to do is take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna.
Entonces todo lo que tienen que hacer es tomar refugio de los pies.
So how do you do that?
¿Cómo hacemos eso?
That is described by Rupa Goswami.
Eso está escrito por Rupa Goswami.
He gives 64 items in the Nectar of Devotion.
Él da 64 ítems en el néctar de la devoción.
And of these, the first three are the most important.
Y de los cuales los tres primeros son los más importantes.
Number one.
Número uno.
Take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Tomar refugio del maestro espiritual fiel.
Número dos. Get initiated by the bona fide spiritual master.
Iniciarse por el maestro espiritual fidedigno.
Número tres. Follow the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master.
Seguir las instrucciones del maestro espiritual.
If one will do these three things,
si alguien hace estas tres cosas,
take shelter, take diksha, and follow the orders of Guru.
Tomar refugio, tomar diksha, y seguir las órdenes del Guru.
Then by the mercy of Guru, you will get situated on that boat of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna.
Luego por la misericordia del Guru, tú te situarás en ese bote.
And that material ocean, it'll become reduced to practically nothing.
De esta manera, la existencia material se volverá prácticamente nada.
What is it, if there is a boat,
si que hay un bote,
and the ocean is that big,
y el océano de este tamaño,
what does that tell you about the boat?
¿Qué es lo que te diría yo de este bote?
That tells you the boat never has to leave the harbor.
Eso significa que en realidad el bote nunca tiene que dejar el puerto.
Because all you have to do is get on the boat and immediately you can get off the boat on the other side of that Vatsapadam.
Porque en realidad tú te subirías al bote y simplemente atravesarías así caminando al otro lado del charco.
If you want to take a ship from here to New Zealand,
and
you get on that boat, it takes many, many days to cross the Pacific Ocean.
Entonces, si tomas un barco en Nueva Zelanda, te tomaría muchos días cruzar todo el Pacífico.
But when that ocean becomes only that big,
pero cuando el océano se vuelve solamente de este porte,
then you can, the boat never has to leave the harbor.
Luego el barco nunca tiene que dejar el puerto.
That means people can be, and there's, the boat is always available for more and more people to get on it.
Eso significa que el barco siempre puede tener más y más gente para que se suba.
The ocean is muy grande.
Sí, el océano es muy grande.
Then the ship has to leave the harbor.
Luego el barco tiene que dejar el puerto.
And once the ship leaves the harbor, nobody else can get on that ship.
Y una vez que el barco deja el puerto, nadie más puede subirse al bote, al barco.
But this bhakti process is so nice that even when that ship never leaves the harbor.
Pero este proceso de bhakti es tan bueno de que ese barco nunca tiene que dejar el puerto.
The access is always there.
El acceso está siempre ahí.
When, at any time one can take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet.
En cualquier minuto uno puede tomar refugio de los pies del otro.
And cross over this miserable ocean of birth and death.
Y cruzar sobre este océano miserable de la existencia de nacimiento y muerte.
So now what will you do?
Entonces ahora qué es lo que harán?
You remain asleep in the lap of the Maya witch.
Entonces ustedes permanecerán dormidos.
And will you get on that boat of Krishna's lotus feet?
O irán con los pies del otro de Krishna.
That's a choice each one of us has to make.
Esa es una opción que cada uno de nosotros tiene que.
Krishna is not going to force us.
Krishna no nos va a forzar.
Love is voluntary.
El amor es voluntario.
If I put a gun on your head and I say love me or I'll shoot.
¿Tú acaso pondrías una pistola en la cabeza de alguien y le dirías te me amas o
can you love me?
¿Me puedes amar?
No. But I give you the choice. I put the gun away and say, now you can love me or you can leave me, you see.
Yo dejaría en realidad la pistola a un lado y le diría, tú puedes amarme o no, como tú quieras.
I give you my love and then let you decide whether you want to love me in return. Then that, then real love can exist then.
Cuando yo te doy la opción de si tú me puedes amar o no, ahí es cuando realmente el amor existe.
So Krishna never forces us to love him. You cannot force anyone to love you.
Entonces Krishna nunca nos va a forzar a nosotros a que lo amemos.
He simply gives us his unlimited loving kindness.
Él simplemente da su ilimitada bondad.
And then he teaches us through, directly in the Bhagavad Gita and through his representatives, the spiritual masters, how we can give our love to Krishna back in return.
Y él nos enseña a través de los del conocimiento védico y el maestro espiritual cómo podemos acercarnos y amarlo.
This is the perfection of our existence.
Es la perfección de nuestra existencia.
It's not money.
No es dinero.
It's not fame.
No es fama.
It's not women.
No son mujeres.
The perfection of our existence is to develop a pure loving relationship with the Supreme Person.
La perfección de nuestra existencia es que nosotros desarrollemos una relación pura de amor con la persona suprema.
Es todo.
Eso es todo.
That's it. All you have to do is develop your love for God.
Todo lo que tú tienes que hacer es desarrollar tu amor por Dios.
It's so fácil.
Es tan fácil.
All you have to do is develop your love for God. Nothing else is required.
Todo lo que tú tienes que hacer es desarrollar.
You don't need a college degree.
No necesita un.
You don't need money.
Ni dinero.
You don't need a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Ni un pololo ni una polola.
All you need is to develop your love for God. That's all you need to be happy.
Todo lo que tú necesitas es desarrollar ese amor por Dios.
So how will you do that?
Entonces, ¿cómo tú haces eso?
How will you develop your love for God?
¿Cómo desarrollas tu amor por Dios?
Krishna is telling. Man mana mama man bhakto majaji mam namaskuru mam me vaishashi yukvaivam atmanam matparayanah. Engage your mind always in thinking of me.
Ocupa tu mente siempre en pensar en mí.
Become my devotee.
Vuélvete mi devoto.
Offer obeisances.
Ofrece reverencias.
And worship me.
Y adórame a mí.
In this way, by becoming absorbed in me, surely you will come to me.
De esta manera, cuando tú te absorbas en mí, seguramente.
You know how the Mayavadis translated this verse?
¿Ustedes saben cómo los Mayavadis
You may be shocked to hear this.
Traducen este verso, se van a impresionar cómo lo.
I saw one Mayavadi edition of the Gita.
Yo una vez vi un Bhagavad Gita Mayavadi.
I was visiting one religion professor in his office.
Yo estaba escuchando un profesor en su oficina.
And he said, "Why Bhagavad Gita as it is? They're all as it is."
Y él me decía, ¿por qué esto del Bhagavad Gita tal como es solamente?
I said, "No, they're different."
Yo le decía, no, son diferentes.
I said, "Show me, just hand me that Bhagavad Gita from your shelf, and I will show you."
Y yo le decía, mira, muéstrame tu Bhagavad Gita y te voy a mostrar.
I turned to chapter 9, text 34. And I was reading the translation. It started off just the same. Engage your mind always in thinking of me.
Ocupa tu mente siempre en pensar en mí.
Offer obeisances and worship me.
Ofréceme reverencias y adoro.
In this way, being completely absorbed in me.
De esta manera, estando completamente.
Now know the difference.
Y ahora viene la diferencia.
You will surely become me.
Tú te volverás seguramente yo.
Can you imagine? Krishna is saying, you will come to me.
Krishna está diciendo, tú vendrás.
But the Mayavadi, he translated, you will become me.
Pero los Mayavadi están traduciendo que tú te transformarás en mí, ¿serás?
Can the living entity ever become God?
¿Alguna vez una entidad viviente puede volverse Dios?
¿Es posible?
¿Es posible?
That you can become Dios?
¿De que tú te puedas volver Dios?
Is it possible that you can become Dios? No es posible. God is always God.
Dios es siempre Dios.
It's not that the person who is not God becomes God.
No es que una persona que no es Dios se vuelva Dios.
God is always God.
Dios es siempre Dios.
They say, I am God, but I forgot about it, that's all.
Ellos dicen, no, yo soy Dios, pero simplemente lo olvidé.
But how can that be possible?
Pero ¿cómo puede ser eso posible?
That would mean that forgetfulness is more powerful than God.
Eso significaría que el olvido es más poderoso que Dios.
That means forgetfulness is God.
Eso significa que el olvido es Dios.
So God can never forget that He is God.
Pero entonces Dios nunca puede olvidar de que él es Dios.
So when they argue that I am God, but I simply forgot about it, you say that is nonsense, sir.
Entonces ellos argumentan de que solamente olvidaron a Dios, eso es tontería.
If you are God, you could never forget that you are God.
Si eres Dios, nunca te puedo olvidar de que eres Dios.
You understand?
¿Entiendes?
If you God cannot forget, that means forgetfulness is more powerful than God.
Si Dios se puede olvidar, significa que el olvido es más fuerte que Dios.
Everybody understands this point?
¿Todos entienden este punto?
Everyone understand?
¿Todos?
We have to understand the science of God.
Tenemos que entender la ciencia de Dios.
God is not a fool like us.
Dios no es un tonto como nosotros.
That he can forget he is God.
De que él puede olvidar de que es Dios.
He is all powerful.
Él es todopoderoso.
He's all beautiful.
Es todo hermoso.
He's all renounced.
Totalmente renunciado.
He's all knowledgeable.
Completamente,
he's all wealthy.
Y rico.
He's all famous.
Y famoso.
He cannot be overpowered by the illusory energy.
No puede ser capturado por la energía ilusoria.
Therefore, it is not possible that we can be God.
Entonces, no es posible que nosotros nos podamos volver Dios.
So if you're not God, who are you?
Entonces, si tú no eres Dios, ¿quién eres?
You're the eternal servant of God.
Tú eres el eterno sirviente.
Did you create yourself?
¿Acaso tú te creaste a ti mismo?
Did you manifest yourself out of a desire to exist?
¿Tú te manifestaste simplemente por tu deseo de existir?
No, you did not.
No, tú no lo hiciste.
You are a manifestation of Krishna.
Tú eres una manifestación de Krishna.
He has expanded you from himself for the purpose of having a loving relationship with you. That's why you exist.
Él se manifestó en todos nosotros para tener una relación de intercambio amoroso con todos.
So what does that tell you?
¿Qué te dice eso?
That tells you that if you don't give your love to Krishna, you will have a meaningless, miserable existence.
Eso significa que si tú no das tu amor a Krishna, tendrás una existencia miserable.
And that if you do give your love to Krishna,
y que si tú das tu amor a Krishna,
you will have a meaningful, ecstatic existence.
Tú tendrás una vida con significativa vida y extática.
This science is unknown to the people in general.
Esta ciencia no es conocida para la gente en general.
Therefore, we, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement,
por lo tanto, nosotros como miembros de la
are endeavoring to enlighten the entire human society with this knowledge.
Tenemos que esforzarnos por iluminar a toda la sociedad de hoy.
Because without this knowledge, no one can be happy.
Porque sin este conocimiento, nadie puede ser feliz.
Without this knowledge, this world will become more and more and more of a hell.
Sin este conocimiento, este mundo se va a volver cada vez más infernal.
Therefore, we must make Chile Krishna conscious.
Entonces nosotros tenemos que entregar la conciencia.
We must have Krishna conscious leaders in this country, like Parikshit Maharaj.
Tenemos que tener líderes conscientes de Krishna en este país, como Maharaj Parikshit.
So we have to preach.
Entonces tenemos que predicar.
We have to put on a wonderful festival today, Jagannath Rath Yatra.
Tenemos que hoy día poner un excelente festival de Rath Yatra.
To attract all the people to Jagannath.
Para atraer a todas las personas a Jagannath.
To attract all the people to the holy names.
Para atraer a todas las personas al santo nombre.
To attract all the people to Krishna Prasadam.
Para atraer a todas las personas a Krishna Prasadam.
To attract all the people to Prabhupada's books.
Para atraer a todas las personas a los libros.
Somehow or other, we have to attract their attention.
De alguna u otra manera tenemos
and
que
we have to educate them in this science.
Y educarlos en esta ciencia.
That means each one of us has to become a teacher.
Esto significa de que cada uno de nosotros tiene que volverse un.
Are you fixed in understanding this knowledge?
¿Ustedes están bien equipados con este conocimiento?
Is everybody fixed in understanding this knowledge?
¿Están todos más o menos bien fijos en este conocimiento?
Is everybody fixed in applying this knowledge?
¿Están todos siendo fijos en aplicar este conocimiento?
Because this is what is required.
Porque eso es lo que se requiere.
If we're going to successfully attract, train, and guide the people how to become Krishna conscious,
entonces, si ustedes quieren ser exitosos en atraer a todas las personas a la conciencia de Krishna,
we have to ourselves be Krishna conscious.
Nosotros tenemos que ser conscientes de Krishna.
Am I more interested in bhakti?
Sorry.
Am I more interested in bhakti?
Estoy más interesado en el bhakti.
Or am I more interested in sleeping?
Estoy más interesado en dormir.
You see, we have to become very desirous of becoming fixed up in Krishna consciousness.
Entonces, tenemos que volvernos muy deseosos de volvernos.
It's more important than sleeping.
Es mucho más entretenido
que more important than eating.
Más importante que comer.
More important than mating.
Más importante que asociarse.
And more important than defending.
Y más importante que defenderse.
Unless we prioritize Krishna consciousness, we can never be happy.
Al menos que prioricemos por la conciencia de Krishna, nunca se te.
So you want to be a happy person?
Si queremos ser personas felices.
If you don't want to have a miserable life,
si tú quieres tener una,
then wake up.
Si no queremos tener una vida miserable, entonces.
We have to wake up to the fact that we're the eternal devotees of Krishna. That's who we really are.
Entonces tenemos que despertar al hecho de que nosotros somos los eternos sirvientes de Krishna.
And we have to then engage ourselves in the service of Krishna.
Por lo tanto, nosotros tenemos que ocuparnos así.
With all of our thoughts,
con todos nuestros pensamientos,
all of our words,
con todas nuestras palabras,
in all our actions,
y con todas nuestras acciones,
in all times,
en todos los tiempos,
all places,
en todos los lugares,
in all circumstances.
Y en todas las circunstancias.
And then we become muy, muy extático.
Y de esa manera tú te volverás muy extático.
All day long.
Todo el día.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Quiero saber si es que hay algunas preguntas.
Mi pregunta es, en el Bhagavatam hay una palabra que es Dayapat.
In the Bhagavatam there is a word which is
Dayapat.
In the Bhagavatam, a word.
What's the word?
There is a word in the Bhagavatam, Dayapat.
Dayapat?
Como herencia.
Just as a father has a son follows the ways of his father, in the same way a disciple should follow the way or the mood of the spiritual master, or
yes,
or the disciple
can, yes,
or the disciple may have his own.
No, the disciple should follow the spiritual master. He should never be independent.
Entonces dice que el discípulo siempre tiene que seguir en la línea del maestro espiritual y nunca puede estar independientemente.
He tries to become independent of his spiritual master.
Trata de volverse independiente del maestro espiritual.
He becomes like a street dog.
Entonces se vuelve como un perro de la calle.
There are two kinds of dogs: dog with a master and dog without a master.
Entonces hay dos tipos de perros: uno con un maestro y uno sin un dueño. Vamos.
So the dog with a master, he's very, very well situated.
Entonces un perro con un amo está muy bien situado.
But the dog thinks, I don't need a master, I'll just wander the streets.
Pero un perro que simplemente recorre las calles.
Especially in India, we've seen the horrible condition of the street dogs.
En India, en realidad, hemos visto la horrible condición de los perros callejeros.
So one must always follow his spiritual master.
O sea, uno siempre tiene que seguir al maestro espiritual.
It's an eternal relationship. He is my Janme Janme Prabhu Se. He is my eternal spiritual master.
Entonces, él es mi eterno señor, mi eterno maestro espiritual.
So I must never neglect my Guru Maharaj.
Entonces, yo nunca debo rechazar a mi maestro espiritual.
That's why we pray. Yasha prasadat bhagavat prasado yasha prasada nagati kupo katopi dayam stivam stashati shastri sanjam vande guroshi charanavindam. I must offer my respectful obeisances at least 3 times a day to my spiritual master.
Yo debo ofrecer mis respetuosas reverencias al menos 3 veces a mi maestro espiritual.
Do you think that when we go back to Godhead we will forget our spiritual master?
¿Tú crees que vas a ir al mundo espiritual si que tú olvidas a tu maestro espiritual?
No.
No.
Our relationship with our guru will become even more sweet in the spiritual world.
La relación con nuestro maestro espiritual se vuelve incluso más dulce en el mundo espiritual.
His question is that the spiritual disciple should follow the mood of the spiritual master.
Yes, the mood should be there.
Sí, el humor también tiene que ser igual, dicen.
What is Prabhupada's mood?
¿Cuál es el humor de Prabhupada?
Save the whole world.
De salvar al mundo entero.
So the spiritual masters who are preaching on behalf of Srila, who are, you know, in line of Prabhupada, who are preaching on behalf of Prabhupada, they also have that same mood. They want to save the whole world.
Entonces los maestros espirituales que están predicando en el nombre de Prabhupada también están en ese mismo humor de Prabhupada.
Actually, every ISKCON guru has to take an oath.
Has to take a what?
An oath, a pledge. A vow.
Entonces, en realidad, cada uno de los maestros espirituales
to flood the whole world with Prabhupada's books.
Todos ellos toman un voto de inundar a todo el mundo con.
So every guru of ISKCON, he has the same mood as Prabhupada. He wants to flood the whole world with Krishna consciousness.
Entonces, todos los gurus de Krishna tienen que tomar ese mismo humor.
So the disciples of the ISKCON gurus, they must have the same mood also.
Entonces, los discípulos del maestro espiritual,
you should be thinking how you can flood the whole world with Krishna consciousness.
Estar pensando, ¿cómo inundar a todo el mundo con conciencia de Krishna?
How you can dress the deities so beautifully, the whole world will become attracted to see them.
Entonces, Entonces, ¿cómo podemos vestir tan hermosamente las deidades para que todo el mundo se traiga a venir a verlos?
In this way, just by deity worship, you can make the whole world Krishna conscious.
De esta manera, por la adoración de la deidad, tú puedes volver a todo el mundo.
With so much love and devotion, worship the deities, and anyone who comes and sees immediately wants to surrender.
Con tanto amor y devoción, de esa manera todos se sentirán atraídos a venir a ver a las deidades.
So yes, we must have that mood that's there in Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. This is our family mood.
Nosotros tenemos que tomar este humor de Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Save the whole world.
De salvar a todo el mundo.
And it's predicted in the scriptures. It's going to happen.
Está predicho en las escrituras. Va a pasar.
It's predicted by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Such jana durjana pangu jada anagana prengavanyayala budu baila jagatada jana. This Krishna consciousness movement, it is a prema tsunami. It will inundate the entire universe, drowning everyone.
Inundará todo el universo, ahogando a todos.
Whether they're Dutch Sajjana, pious man, Durjana, impious man. Whether they're lame, invalid or blind, everyone will become drowned. All the people become drowned by this Krishna consciousness movement.
Todos serán inundados por este movimiento de conciencia de Krishna.
So this is the mood in the Chaitanya line. That is the mood.
Entonces ese es el humor.
Lord Chaitanya and all of Lord Chaitanya's followers, they want to inundate the entire world with Krishna bhakti.
Entonces el humor de Lord Chaitanya era de inundar a todo el mundo con Krishna.
So if you're a devotee in the line from Chaitanya, you must have the same mood. Goshti Anandi. If you simply think of your own liberation, what kind of follower are you of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You must think of delivering every living entity. Then you are a true follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Tienes que intentar liberar a todo el mundo. Luego te vuelves un.
Does that answer your question?
Verdadero. ¿Eso responde a su pregunta, Rob?
Sí, muchas
gracias. Okay, good. Any other questions, Manaji?
Me gustaría saber cuál es la clave o cómo uno puede evitar que los malestar, el cuerpo, como el malestar, el dolor, la enfermedad, no nos perturben y poder seguir
how can we overcome physical difficulties so we can do our service well?
It depends.
Bueno, depende.
You can try going to a doctor.
Depende de su doctor.
And see if he can fix you. See if he can help you get over your physical difficulty.
Sí, depende como de las drogas que te pueda dar un doctor, cosas así.
But maybe they're incurable.
Por ejemplo, quizás es incurable.
You have to tolerate them your whole life.
Y bueno, ahí tú tienes que tolerarlas toda tu vida.
As penance.
Entonces es una penitencia.
For your previous sinful activity.
Es una reacción a tus previas actividades.
It's like I met one devotee. He lost one leg. So what can he do to overcome that difficulty? He does his best. He walks with crutches, but he does his best. But the best way to overcome all physical impediments is to get a spiritual body.
No, pero en realidad la mejor manera de sobrepasar todas las dificultades del cuerpo material es obtener un
cuerpo espiritual. No more impediments.
Cuerpo espiritual, luego.
You must qualify yourself for a cuerpo espiritual, Mataji.
Sí, tú tienes que esforzarte por obtener este cuerpo espiritual.
By awakening the pure bhakti within your heart for Krishna.
Al despertar ese Krishna, amor por Krishna en tu corazón.
Any other question?
¿Otra pregunta?
Por ejemplo, el último verso del capítulo 17, ella dice que uno tiene que elevarse a través de la escritura, la norma dada en esa escritura.
¿Uno tiene que seguir la regla de la escritura?
Sí, el último verso del capítulo 17, que es a través de las escrituras.
the last verse in the 17th chapter Bhagavad Gita says that with the help of the order of the scriptures we could elevate ourselves. By the help of the scriptures, we can elevate ourselves.
Yes.
But on the other hand, we hear in chapter 18 that we should abandon all type of religion system and just surrender to Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
So how to understand that?
The scriptures are telling you to surrender, guiding you how to surrender to Krishna.
Entonces, bueno, las escrituras están diciendo, están enseñando cómo rendirte a Krishna.
So there's no contradiction.
Entonces no hay contradicción.
Vedaishta charvairaham eva vejo vedanta krit vedavid eva chaham. Krishna says, by all the Vedas I am to be known.
Krishna dice, por todos los Vedas yo soy quien tiene que ser conocido.
So all the scriptures are ultimately bringing you to the point of devotional service.
Entonces las escrituras últimamente te traen a la posición del servicio devocional.
Whether you surrender to Krishna or you surrender to the scriptures,
ya sea que tú te rindas a la escritura o te rindas a Krishna,
the end result will be the same.
El resultado final será el mismo.
The scriptures are pointing you to surrender to Krishna.
Porque las escrituras están animando a que tú te rindas a Krishna.
Is that understood?
¿Se entiende? Sí. Pero
mi pregunta iba más relacionada en el sentido de cómo uno puede entender el verso del Santo Dharma, porque abandonar todas las clases de reglas y regulaciones de religión, ¿no? Pero sin embargo, Krishna nos alienta ese verso en el último verso del capítulo 17 de que uno practique.
He was referring more that in 17th chapter, like Krishna encouraged to follow rules and regulations, but then he said that no rules and regulations are required in 18th chapter. No.
Rupa Goswami has answered your question. Niyamagraha. If you're too much attached to rules and regulations, you will fall down. And if you're too neglectful of rules and regulations, you will also fall down. So you must have the proper balance.
Entonces tú tienes que encontrar el balance apropiado.
And that is learned from the bona fide spiritual master.
Y eso se aprende del maestro espiritual fidedigno.
Understand? Makes sense to you?
¿Sí?
Is it clear?
¿Está claro?
Sí. It's a different balance from some people or the spiritual master have the balance and give it to the disciples.
Yes, the spiritual master has the balance. We saw that balance in Prabhupada.
Entonces el de otro está preguntando.
Estaba preguntando si el balance es igual o distinto para cada uno.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Now everyone understood the question. Now everyone understood the question because he asked in English.
All right. So how, the question is, and how does one understand that proper balance?
Yes.
Yeah. That is by Prabhupada's. We saw that in Prabhupada, and those who are strictly following Prabhupada, they will manifest it also in their person, in their activities, that proper balance between following and, you know, what rules should be followed, what rules are not very important. For example, Prabhupada, when he came to America, he was staying with one couple, and he saw they had meat in the refrigerator.
Entonces, bueno, dice que, por ejemplo, todos los devotos, Prabhupada ha mostrado ese equilibrio apropiado. Por ejemplo, Prabhupada una vez vio carne en el refrigerador de uno de sus...
There's a rule that when you're bhoga for Krishna, you should never store it in a refrigerator that has meat in it.
Entonces hay una regla de que cualquier boga que sea para Krishna no debiera haber carne en ese mismo refrigerador.
A refrigerator that has meat in it is contaminated.
Entonces un refrigerador que tiene carne adentro está contaminado.
If you put your boga in that refrigerator, you can't offer to Krishna. It's contaminated by being in the same refrigerator with the meat.
Si tú pones ese boga en el mismo refrigerador, ese boga está contaminado.
So what's Prabhupada supposed to do?
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que Prabhupada se suponía que tenía que
get on the ship and go back to India?
Tomarse un barco y volverse a India.
For the higher purpose of presenting Krishna consciousness in the West, Prabhupada broke that rule.
Entonces, por el propósito de presentar la conciencia de Krishna, Prabhupada rompió esa regla.
So he could stay here and preach.
Y él se mantuvo aquí y predicó.
He told his disciples, who he sent to Russia, he said, if you have to, you can eat meat. To preach in Russia.
Él le dijo a sus discípulos de que tú tienes que comer carne.
Meat eating is strictly prohibited.
Que la comida de carne obviamente está prohibida.
But Prabhupada authorized his disciples they could eat meat if they had to survive in Russia.
Pero Prabhupada permitió a sus discípulos comer carne para sobrevivir.
By Krishna's grace, they didn't have to.
Por la misericordia de Krishna no pasó.
And Prabhupada asked this couple about the meat in the refrigerator. He said, "Oh, we don't eat it. That's for the cat."
The dog and cat.
He said that they. Prabhupada asked them about the meat in their refrigerator, and they said, "Oh, that's not meat. That's not for us. That's for the cat." So the point is, one has to learn from senior devotees. What is the proper application of rules and regulations? What is the name of our society?
¿Cuál es el nombre de nuestra sociedad?
Is this the International Society for Rules and Regulations?
¿Es acaso la Sociedad Internacional de las Reglas y Regulaciones?
Or is it the International Society for Krishna Consciousness?
¿O es la Sociedad Internacional para la Conciencia de Krishna?
The simple formula is this.
La fórmula simple es esta.
We accept whatever rules are favorable for our Krishna consciousness.
Aceptamos cada regla que es favorable para la conciencia de Krishna.
And we reject whatever rules are unfavorable for our Krishna consciousness.
Aceptamos cualquier regla que sea desfavorable para nuestra conciencia.
There is one rule given in Prabhupada's books.
Pero hay una regla en los libros de Prabhupada.
If you see the face of an atheist,
que si tú ves la cara de un ateo,
you have to immediately go jump in the Ganges with all your clothes on to purify yourself.
Que tú tienes que saltar inmediatamente al Ganges y purificarte.
So that means I go out on some kirtan with some books.
Entonces eso significa que si tú estás en sankirtan.
And as soon as I see a face of an atheist,
como ves una cara de un ateo,
I have to go, immediately go to the airport and fly to India to take my Ganges bath.
Tú tienes que ir inmediatamente al aeropuerto, tomar un avión a India y.
And then I come back. Okay, I've taken my Ganges bath. Now I come back to Santiago. To continue my sankirtan. And again, oh, and I saw another atheist.
Oh, y luego, oh, vi de nuevo un ateo.
I better get back on the airplane again and go to India to take bath in the Ganges again. So we have to understand the practical application of rules and regulations.
So it's very important to use the common sense on the rain.
Exactly.
Entonces, muy importante, dice, ocupar el sentido común.
And one time when Mataji, she wrote Prabhupada this big, big letter about worshipping Tulsi Devi. Some of her questions were not very intelligent. They showed she had no common sense. And Prabhupada wrote her, he said, if you don't have any common sense, ask somebody who does.
Entonces, él respondió que si tú no tienes mucho sentido común, entonces pregúntale a alguien que sí lo tenga.
Any other question?
En el Bhagavad Gita se habla de la fe. Prabhupada dice que originalmente la fe viene de la modalidad de la bondad. Pero también el significado habla que la modalidad de la bondad es para adorar a los semidioses. ¿Se puede explicar bien eso?
No.
Sí, la Prabhupada dice que la fe originalmente viene de la modalidad de la bondad. El significado de ese verso, Prabhupada también habla que aquellos que están en la modalidad de la bondad adoran a los semidioses. ¿Cómo se puede entender bien eso?
Mm-hmm. In Bhagavad Gita, it says that faith comes from the mode of goodness.
Yeah. Yes.
But then Krishna explains that those who have faith in the mode of goodness worship demigods.
Okay.
So, what is the relation?
Yeah, so...
Entonces,
therefore, your faith must come to the mode of pure goodness.
Entonces, tu fe tiene que volver, venir a la plataforma de bondad pura.
In that mode, one worships Krishna.
Y en esa modalidad, uno adora a Krishna.
So, if one simply... if one is content with the mode of goodness,
entonces, si alguien está con, tiene modalidad de la bondad,
then one may end up simply worshipping demigods.
Entonces, alguien puede terminar adorando semidioses.
But an intelligent man realizes this mode of goodness is also a miserable position.
Pero una persona inteligente realiza que esta modalidad de la bondad también es miserable.
Because the mode of pious activities will not liberate you.
Porque las actividades piadosas no te liberarán.
Janma, let's see, what is that verse? Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kuto pilabhyate tattala yang apimuyame kalam janma kautir sakritarina labhyate. Even if you remain situated in the mode of goodness for thousands and millions of lifetimes,
incluso si tú permaneces en la modalidad de la bondad por millones y miles de vidas,
you cannot get bhakti.
Tú no puedes obtener bhakti.
If you want bhakti, you must have the intense greed for bhakti.
Si tú quieres bhakti, debes tener una codicia intensa por bhakti.
And if you're greedy for bhakti, as soon as you see a place where it is available, you will run there and purchase that bhakti.
Entonces, si tú estás codicioso por bhakti, apenas veas un lugar donde venden ese bhakti, tú irás directo a
la bhakti. So Prabhupada has created this place.
Entonces, Prabhupada ha creado ese lugar.
Where you can go and you can get bhakti. So simply to remain in that faith, that the mode of goodness position, that will not liberate you.
Simplemente permanecer en la modalidad de la bondad no es suficiente.
Faith can be also in the mode of passion and ignorance as well.
La fe también puede estar en la modalidad de la pasión y la ignorancia.
Those in the mode of ignorance, they have faith in the ghosts.
Aquellos con fe, la modalidad
they worship the ghosts.
Tienen fe en los fantasmas.
Those who have faith in the mode of passion, they worship money. Dinero, dinero, dinero.
Aquellos que tienen fe en la modalidad de la pasión, ellos adoran al dinero.
Those who are in the mode of goodness, they worship demigods. But those who have very good wisdom, they realize this mode of goodness is also not satisfactory.
Entonces aquellos que son sabios en realidad entienden que esta modalidad de la bondad tampoco satisface.
You can't get liberated by worshiping demigods.
No te puedes liberar por adorar a semidioses.
Worshiping demigods means you go to the planet of the demigods.
La adoración a semidioses significa que tú vas a los planetas de los semidioses.
Yanti deva vrata devan pratrin yanti prithi vrataha bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti mad virgino pimam. Those who worship the demigods, they go to the planets of the demigods.
Aquellos que adoran a los semidioses van a los planetas de los semidioses.
Those who worship the ghosts and spirits, they will take birth among such beings.
Aquellos que adoran a los fantasmas van a tomar.
Those who worship the ancestors, they go to the ancestors.
Aquellos que adoran a los.
But Krishna says, those who worship me, they will live with me.
Pero Krishna dice que aquellos que me adoran a mí, ellos vendrán a mí.
So one must come to a position of faith beyond the mode of goodness.
Entonces tenemos que venir a la posición de fe más allá de la
modalidad. And that comes by the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master.
Y eso viene por la misericordia del maestro espiritual.
Brahmande brahmitae konya bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasadipai bhakti lata bij. After wandering throughout the Brahmanda from the upper planets to the lower planets,
después de rotar por toda la existencia material,
konya bhagyavan jeev, one living entity who is very, very fortunate.
Una entidad viviente que es muy afortunada.
By the mercy of Guru and Krishna,
por la misericordia de Guru y Krishna,
he gets the seed of transcendental faith planted in his heart.
Él obtiene la semilla del conocimiento trascendental en su corazón.
So that sattvic faith is not good enough, Prabhu.
Así que esa fe de la bondad no es suficiente.
We must have that transcendental faith.
Tenemos que desarrollar fe trascendental.
We must have faith in the process of bhakti.
Desarrollar fe en el proceso de bhakti.
Because that bhakti will save us.
Porque el bhakti nos va a salvar.
Does that answer your question?
¿Eso responde su pregunta?
Sí, de alguna manera.
In some way.
Pero ¿por qué Prabhupada dice se origina de la bondad? Prabhupada no dice se origina de la bondad pura, se origina de la bondad. ¿Se refiere que Prabhupada, o sea, Prabhupada está hablando de la bondad pura? Porque la fe, si se origina de la bondad, como está explicando, como la Bhagavad-gita explica, de la moda de leer de la bondad material, uno permanece acá.
Because in the purport Prabhupada says that faith comes, it originates from sattva guna, like from goodness. It comes from. Was he referring to a pure goodness?
Well, there's two kinds of goodness. There's pure goodness and there's impure goodness.
Bueno, hay dos tipos de bondad. Una es pura y la otra impura.
Ultimately, the highest level of faith, it comes from pure goodness.
Últimamente, el nivel más elevado de fe viene de la bondad pura.
The modes of nature are coverings.
Las modalidades de la naturaleza son coberturas.
They are ropes that bind us to this material existence.
Ellas nos atan a la existencia material.
So any faith that comes from those things, that faith will keep us entangled in this material existence.
Sí, cualquier fe que venga de esas modalidades nos mantendrá atados a la existencia material.
But when that goodness becomes completely purified of all tendencies towards passion and ignorance, pero then that becomes pure goodness.
Entonces cuando esa fe se vuelve purificada de esa modalidad, entonces se vuelve pura.
So you can say that even the faith for love of God comes from the mode of goodness.
Entonces tú puedes decir que incluso la fe por amor por Dios puede venir de la modalidad de la bondad.
When it is free from passion and ignorance.
Siempre y cuando esté libre de pasión y ignorancia.
Because it is goodness in either case.
Porque igual es bondad.
Goodness, it's either goodness tinged with passion and ignorance, or it's goodness free from the tinges of passion and ignorance.
Entonces hay bondad mezclada con pasión e ignorancia.
The faith in God comes from out of goodness.
La fe
de, the faith in demigods also comes from out of goodness.
La fe por Dios viene de la modalidad de la bondad, y la fe a los semidioses también viene de la modalidad.
When one has faith in demigods, that means his goodness is tinged with passion and ignorance.
Pero cuando esa fe,
and when his goodness is free from passion and ignorance, then he has faith in God. In either case, faith is coming from goodness. Goodness, when it is pure, that faith becomes faith in the transcendental process of self-realization. When faith is tinged, then that faith becomes faith in the worshipping the demigod.
Cuando esa fe está mezclada, entonces tú tienes fe en los semidioses.
That make it clear?
¿Se hace más claro?
Sí, ahora sí.
Bueno. Okay, anything else?
¿Algo más?
Question? All right, this is the last question. Go ahead.
Ayer durante la clase, el habló de que tenemos que tratar de desarrollar o bien en la mañana de despertar así como en un humor de semana. ¿Cuál sería como la diferencia con el sentimentalismo, el modo emocional?
That he was referring that you were speaking that we should develop a devotional mood, a devotional mood. So, but how to be aware to not fall into sentimentalism?
What's the difference here? What's the difference between sentimentalism and spiritual mood?
Yeah. Sometimes devotees say, well, you shouldn't have any emotions, you know, because emotions are mundane.
Bueno, algunos de otros dicen, tú no debes tener ninguna emoción porque las emociones son mundanas.
Or you may become, you know, like a sahaja.
O tú,
if you have emotions.
O tú puedes volverte un sahajilla.
But you know what Prabhupada told us in the Ratha Yatra? In San Francisco? He said, I'm traveling all over the world and I'm seeing that everywhere they are building skyscraper buildings in imitation of your country. So he said, if you American devotees will simply sing and dance in the ecstasy of emotional love of God,
entonces, sí, ustedes simplemente cantan y bailan. Ustedes, devotos americanos, simplemente
then the whole world will follow you and there'll be no more troubles.
Si cantan en ese espíritu de emoción, entonces todo el mundo lo seguirá.
So Srila Prabhupada is encouraging us.
Entonces Srila Prabhupada nos está animando.
To become emotional.
De volvernos emocionales.
In love of God.
El amor por Dios.
Bhaktivinoda Thakura is praying for that day when his heart will melt in ecstasy. When will that day come when I will have spiritual emotions? One devotee asked Prabhupada, I'm crying in the kirtan, is that spiritual or mundane? Prabhupada, that is spiritual. He was crying in the kirtan. Prabhupada said, that is spiritual.
No, le preguntaron a Prabhupada que había un devoto llorando en el kirtan y le dijeron si era éxtasis o sentimentalismo. Y Prabhupada dijo que era éxtasis.
So if one feels, one's heart melts to see the deities, and one is crying to see how beautiful the deities are, that's very nice.
Entonces, si uno llora, por ejemplo, ver las deidades, eso es muy, muy bueno.
But it's not that we think, oh wow, I'm crying, I'm great. Let me turn so everybody can see my tears, you know. I'll turn it around so all the devotees can see my tears.
No es que, pero tampoco es que uno se ponga a llorar y va a estar viendo dónde hay personas para que me vean mis lágrimas.
No, that, one should never. One has to be very humble.
Alguien tiene que debemos ser muy humildes.
As soon as you cry in one tear of joy in the kirtan, you want everybody to see your tears, then Krishna will take your tears away. You won't be able to feel that way anymore, you see, because you're becoming puffed up.
Que tan pronto como Krishna vea que tu lágrima es por orgullo, o te sientas orgulloso esa lágrima, Krishna te va a quitar la lágrima.
But if you, when you feel spiritual emotions and you're actually crying in love of God, there should be no mood of average. If you're really genuine in your devotional mood, you have no desire to advertise or to show off your feelings. It's an intimate personal thing between you and Krishna.
Pero si es que se manifiestan síntomas verdaderos, genuinos de sentimientos por Krishna, entonces está muy bien.
So actually we should be developing spiritual emotions.
Entonces, en realidad, tenemos que desarrollar sentimientos.
But if you want to make a show, that means you're sahaja.
Si tú quieres hacer un show de eso, entonces,
should never want to make a show of our emotions.
Nunca debemos intentar hacer un show de las emociones.
It's a very important thing. We should develop emotions, but never we want to make a show of these emotions.
Nosotros tenemos que desarrollar emociones, pero no tenemos que hacer un show de las emociones.
Is that clear? What did I say? Claro?
Está claro?
Like the 3G stick? Claro? Same thing. Okay. Es claro, Prabhu? Okay, very good. So we'll stop here. Now we'll get... Now, but I just... Since today is the Ratha Yatra and you asked a question about emotions, I want to tell you what Prabhupada said is the emotion that we should feel when we're pulling the Ratha Yatra curve.
Ahora, como el Ratha Yatra, yo te voy a decir cuál es el humor apropiado para el Ratha Yatra.
Prabhupada told us this.
Prabhupada nos dijo...
Now he said that, you know in the Krishna's pastimes, that Krishna went to Dwarka, he left aside the Vrijabhasis, and they're dying, and they're practically worse than dead now that Krishna has left from Vrindavan.
Tal como los Vrijabhasis estaban casi a punto de morir cuando Krishna se fue de Vrindavan.
They're in the most horrible state.
Ellos están en el más horrible estado.
Worse than death.
Peor que morir.
The gopis...
Las gopis,
the gopas,
los gopas,
Nanda Maharaj,
Mother
Jasoda, they're worse than dead. It's a horrible situation.
era peor que la muerte, era una,
and that anguish of separation from Krishna.
Esa angustia de la separación de Krishna.
So now Krishna, he's a prince in Dwarka.
Y de que ahora Krishna está presente en Dwarka.
Instead of those gopi girls, he has 16,000 queens.
Ahora en vez de nosotras está con 16,000.
But then one time there was a solar eclipse.
Entonces una vez hubo un eclipse.
So everyone went to Kurukshetra, which is a great holy place.
Entonces todos fueron a Kurukshetra, que es un lugar muy
grande. On the occasion of the solar eclipse.
Todos a ver los
the Dwarkavasis came.
¿Y qué es lo que los vasis?
And the Brijavasis, they all came together.
Y todos los Brijavasis se reunieron.
So now the gopis are so happy they get to see Krishna again.
Entonces de que ahora todos están tan felices de ver a Krishna de nuevo.
And they look to see Krishna.
Y cuando vieron a Krishna,
but you know what? It wasn't their Krishna, it was a prince.
De que cuando querían iban a ver a Krishna.
That's not our cowherd boy Krishna, that's some prince Krishna.
Cuando vieron a Krishna, sí vieron a un príncipe en vez de
Krishna. They were happy, but yet they weren't happy.
Entonces ellos estaban felices, pero al mismo tiempo no estaban felices.
They weren't satisfied to see Krishna like a prince.
Ellos no estaban satisfechos a ver a Krishna.
They were dying. We want our Krishna, coward boy, Shyamasundara Krishna.
Nosotros queremos a Krishna como un.
They want it so badly. We want Krishna in Vrindavan. We don't want him in Kurukshetra. We want him in Vrindavan.
Y que nosotros queremos a Krishna como un pastorcillo. Lo queremos en Vrindavan.
So in their hearts.
Entonces, en sus corazones,
they are pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan.
Ellos estaban tirando a Krishna de vuelta a Vrindavan.
And that is the mood of Ratha Yatra.
Y ese es el humor del Ratha Yatra.
When you pick up the road on the Ratha Yatra cart,
cuando tú tomes la cuerda del Ratha Yatra,
you should think Nanda Maharaj is practically dead.
Puedes pensar, Nanda Maharaj está prácticamente
Radharani bien. Is worse than dead.
Radharani está peor que muriendo.
Because Krishna has gone away.
Porque Krishna se ha ido.
Now let me save the life of the Brijbasis.
Ahora déjame salvar la vida de los
Let me pull that cart and bring Krishna back to Vrindavan.
Déjame tirar este carro y traer a los a
Prabhupada Krishna said, "This is how the advanced devotees relish the Ratha Yatra festival."
Prabhupada dice que así es como los devotos avanzados.
So if you can feel that emotion, when you pick up that rope. That we will bring Krishna back to save the life of the Brijavasis. Then you're going to have a good festival today. You're going to have the best Ratha Yatra you've ever had in your whole life, I guarantee
you.
So yes, you must feel emotions. If you don't feel emotions, you are Mayavad.
Tienes emociones, eres un mayavadi.
You must feel emotions. That is Krishna consciousness.
Tú debes sentir emociones, esa es la conciencia de Krishna.
Save the questions for tomorrow.
Por favor, guardemos las
preguntas. We've gone way over time, and yet any questions, you'll have to bring them for tomorrow's class.
Entonces, para las preguntas que quedaron, para mañana. ¿Qué?
So we thank you very much.
Agradezco mucho.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.